Hi, I'm Chris Spisak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. A few stolen minutes out of your day to talk words and communication. Because punctuation is more than confetti. And you've always wondered if you should teach your dog to lay or lie down. See more on that in episode 3, of course. Here's today's writing tip for the curious or confused, episode 7. Have you ever had that moment of staring at your cursor, blinking slowly in front of you, and the more you stare, the more confused you are? Should there be a hyphen? Should there be a space? There has to be some logic behind this. And there is. Let's talk about one time. When one time should be a single word, when one time should be hyphenated, and when one time just happens to be two words that are standing next to each other. Oh, these are the subtleties you have to get right. But before I dive in, let me tell you a story about one time I was selling books at midnight at the launch of J.K. Rowling's 5th book in the Harry Potter series, The Order of the Phoenix. Now, I was in college at the time working at a bookstore, and the buildup had been growing for weeks. Pre-orders were organized. Boxes were piled in the back. Everyone working that night had to don, at minimum, a cape. Many did lots more. The one I was given was purple and sparkly, and if you know me at all, you'll know that purple, sparkly capes aren't quite my style. But these are the things we do for a love of books and a love of readers. At midnight, a massive man, Hagrid, I'm still pretty sure he was the real, actual Hagrid. He rolled up into the strip mall parking lot on a motorcycle. His beard hung low. His hair was wild. His capes and animal skins hung off of him, proving his expertise of magical creatures. I might have been as entranced as the no longer sleepy-eyed children queued up outside the bookshop's doors. Books are magic. Books about magic are definitely magic. This one time in my life etched that into my being. But let's get back to that one time question. Once upon a time, you thought language was simple, didn't you? Then came the moment you started to overthink the differences between one time as one word, one time as two words, and one time with a hyphen. And your poor, boggled mind hasn't been the same ever since. I kid, but then maybe I don't. These are the subtleties that catch us. Remember, one time, when it's all one word, is an adjective meaning former, as in a one-time addict to Harry Potter. One time, when it's two separate words, is an adjective plus a noun, meaning a single occasion, as in one time, I wore a purple sparkling cape because my bookstore employer dictated it on the night of a Harry Potter midnight release. One time hyphenated is an adjective, meaning happening only once. I'm pretty sure Hagrid riding up on his motorcycle at the strip mall was a one-time occasion. Admittedly, the difference between one time as one word and one time with a hyphen seems to be a recent development, with many dictionaries, especially those outside of North America, not yet making a distinction between the two. Will this new rule hold? Only time will tell. So if you are that one-time Harry Potter lover, one time, one word, or if one time you picked up one of those books, one time, two words, or whether you live through your own one-time Hagrid at a bookstore occasion, one-time hyphenated. I have faith you can get this right. A single space, a hyphen, a combined word. Harry Potter book-selling memories aside, the distinctions aren't matters of wizardly trickery. Only English language trickery. Does that make it easier to deal with? Perhaps not. But the good news is that you don't need a magic wand to conquer it once and for all. For more tips like these, stay tuned for next week's episode, where we'll discuss matters of shoring things up and how on earth you spell that. In the meantime, if you're looking for that word choice, storytelling, or business communications etiquette resource book, check out Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 writing and editing reminders for the curious or confused. Questions to add to my list? I'd love to hear from you at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Do you have a good Harry Potter launch story? I'd love to hear it. Really, reach out. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please subscribe wherever you listen. And if you're looking for even more English language exploration and trivia, you can always sign up for my monthly newsletter at getagriponyourgrammar.com. But until next time, words, language, communication, you've got this.